the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Taste Great Southern Festival is on as we speak. A couple of events down, but a couple of really exciting events to look forward to. And our very own Anna Gare is going to be there. She joins us now to take us through them. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Anna, just looking at some of the food producers, the wineries, the breweries, the cideries, everyone involved this year, am I wrong in thinking it is just growing all the time, what is on offer down there?
Yeah, it's getting bigger and better. I mean, it's a huge region. It's got a beautiful landscape, amazing. It's such an amazing food bowl, beautiful wines. Why wouldn't it get bigger? People are sort of, discovering it every year, more and more people, and all the gigs are getting packed out, which is great.
Why wouldn't they be? I mean, you have a look at this. The Albany Wine and Food Festival, $16. It's happening March 17, and with special guest Marco Pierre White, if you don't mind.
He's like the rock star.
Isn't he?
In the kitchen. He's had the best work for him. He's worked for the best. He was one of the sort of first real kind of celebrity chefs and worked in Michelin star restaurants, handed back his stars. He's just, I wonder if he can play an instrument. And they always say the rock star chef. But I reckon, if he could, he'd definitely be the drummer because he sets the beat. And I'm delighted to be on that bill.
But it must be wonderful to be able to have someone like him and say, well, look, this is what we do here, and offer up, the produce and all the amazing stuff, because you can totally back yourself in.
Yeah, it's really awesome to have people like him come to our region. It's fantastic to have anyone you love come to the region, and anyone who's into food and wine and incredible landscape, because they go away talking about it. So it's not just about the beautiful food and the wine. It's also a lovely way of celebrating the people within the region that work really hard towards achieving, such beautiful produce and wine and everything. And it's great to show it off to people like Marco Pierre White and everyone else who takes the time and trouble to drive that 4.5-hour drive all the way from Perth down to Paradise.
A lot of people think it might be so far away, but to get that, it is so close. It's right on our doorstep, and we should take advantage of that.
Well, I think it's also the beauty that it's just a little bit further. There's something for everyone, and it's already quite unique, and it really takes in the environment and the surroundings.
There is something for everyone, and I suggest people head to the website to check it all out and check out the Local Heroes Feast that's coming up on the 23rd of March in Denmark, because that is going to be amazing. Yes.
So we've got all the local heroes. Well, we couldn't have all of them. So everyone's a hero in their own head. No, but we've got lots of winemakers. There's so many wineries just here in Denmark alone. So we thought, wouldn't it be nice to celebrate just this little part of the region? Because the Great Southern Region is huge. It goes from Esperance to Walpole and inland, like Kojonup, Katanning, all the way to the coastline. So winemakers, food producers, chefs, all the chocolatiers, we're all gathering together.
There's so many chocolate companies now.
Yeah, we've got three chocolatiers in Denmark. So
yes.
I'm hoping for a chocolate fountain, but we'll see what happens.
All right, Anna, thank you. We appreciate your time as always for this Taste Great Southern Festival, which is on as we speak. As you mentioned, Lise, head to the website if you want more information to get down there, which you must. A pleasure. As always, we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, live from the Genting Dream. Something incredible happened today,
well,
Lise.
Of course, we brought 10 very lucky listeners here with us, with 10 of their very lucky partners.
I was looking for an adventure for us both, and we're finally on another adventure.
Julie?
Will you marry me?
Yes, you know I will.
I'll say, will you marry me?
Now, here's the thing. We knew this was coming. Because Jared said, when he entered, he said, the reason I want to go is because I want the perfect place to propose to my Julie.
And I'm glad he did, because I've been nagging him for about 3 years to marry me.
Did you have any idea?
No, I didn't. And, I'm not one for attention as well, so, when it was done in front of everyone, I was like, oh my God, this is too much. And I actually didn't hear what he said to me. Yeah. All I knew is that he was asking me to marry him. And when we like walked off from everyone, I was like, what did you actually say? Because I heard him say something about an adventure. And
yes.
I was like, that's when I tuned out. I was like, oh my God, this is happening and all these people are here.
Julie, we saw you madly texting on your phone earlier. Yeah. You're getting in touch with every single person you possibly could.
Yeah, family, just because I was like, oh no, got to let them know. And then, yeah, you're on like, we've got no good Wi-Fi. Yeah. FaceTime my mum, and I was like, oh my God. And I'm like trying to call them, and they're like, oh my God.
So, dropping out. You said, God.
Couldn't even get them on the phone.
Oh, well, congratulations, guys. We're so stoked to have been part of it.
Thank you. Yeah, perfect proposal. You did very good.
Wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do.
How good was that?
That was amazing.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Look, it's not all the way there yet.
It's interesting, and
it's
I like that.
It's like 99.9% confirmed.
We're talking about The Bachelor.
Right. Nick Honey Badger Cummins is going to be, apparently, could quite possibly be, 99.9% confirmed, the next Bachelor.
Will they call him The Bachelor?
Oh, that's a very good. That's probably. It wouldn't surprise me.
Not.
Now that you've thrown it out there into the ethos.
This is amazing that this is a story, because I did hear, first of all, I heard the guy just known simply as Hot Fireman from the.
Who was that one
from? The Bachelorette.
Right.
He went early in the piece. I think last season. I don't think the Sophie Monk. I think the Georgia Love one.
Right, okay.
But then one Bachelor runs into another. That doesn't sound right, does it? And I heard that Ryan. The nice, sweet guy from Married at First Sight,
no.
who got done over by everybody, Davina and Dean and all of those, that they were going to make him the Bachelor.
I don't like it. I want to see Nick Honey Badger Cummins as the Bachelor. I think he's an absolute perfect fit. You know why? Because he's a lad. He's a bit of a larrikin.
Well, that's why I thought maybe he was. But then again, Sophie Monk was a ladette, wasn't she?
She was a ladette.
So maybe that's the whole point.
And you know what? I like the idea of The Bachelor also being a little bit celebrity, you know, like it adds to the whole, this is The Bachelor, like you're off on helicopters.
Well, it's already just a bit of nonsense. I mean, no one's actually getting married and so on. So whatever.
The other thing I'm looking forward to, I mean, this bloke, he's got it going for him in here. He's a former Western Force player. You know, he's rugby royalty. He's sensational. He gets around in his tradie jocks, which he likes to flog on his Instagram and all that sort of stuff
He got his nickname after watching a documentary in which a small honey badger thwarts a lion and he takes on, you know, as such in rugby.
He's that sort of bloke. And you know what? He's got a caring side as well, because he went and played in the Japanese rugby league, rugby union league. Rugby sport.
Yes.
Right? And he did it because the money was good, so he could send the money back to help his father who was suffering from cancer.
Oh, well, what girl's not going to love that in a guy?
Right. And then, of course, there's this sort of stuff, right? Because we all know that the honey badger is all known for his quotes.
Mm.
So see if you can translate some of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was running around like I stole something there when I got on, cooking up a bit.
I'm at a loss.
This is what's going to be the best part about watching The Bachelor. If
totally
he's the Bachelor.
At a loss.
All right? He's great quotes. That means I had a lot of energy when the coach kindly gave me the opportunity to get on the field.
All right, I'll give you one to do.
All right.
The boys were on it like seagulls at a tip.
It's either they were hungry and they were at dinner, or he's talking about the sport and they were very successful about getting the ball.
Very keen, I'd say.
Very keen on getting the ball. I was busier than a one-armed bricklayer in Baghdad.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
That's pretty self-explanatory, so this and so much more. This is the reason why I'm looking forward to The Bachelor. It's going to be interesting, but we'll wait with bated breath to
You would have
out.
Watched it anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.